You're listening to the music programs on Kansas City Radio and Television Station, and now welcome to our Ennis News. This morning, Secretary of Kansas City Party Committee Nguyễn Văn Hiếu had a meeting with the State and Committee of Kansas City Farmers Union on the implementation of the union's work in the first months of 2024. Right from the beginning of the year, the Standing Committee of the City Farmers Union continued to coordinate the good implementation of social security policies, take care of the material and spiritual life of the people and farmers in extremely difficult circumstances, while performing the work of strengthening the organization of the union, organize consultancy activities, support farmer members, help farmers develop production business and consumption of products, mobilize members and farmers to actively participate in farmers' movements. Yesterday afternoon, Secretary of Kansas City Party Committee Nguyễn Văn Hiếu had a meeting with Kansas City's Federation of Labor on the results of the labor movement and trade union activities in the first 5 months of 2024. In the past 5 months, the city's trade unions have grown to 4,300 members, bringing the total to nearly 88,150 members, activating more than 1,200 grassroots unions. 626 outstanding unionists were recommended to the party for admission. Trade unions at all levels and business owners joined hands and promoted the work of taking care of life, protecting legitimate rights and interests for employees on the occasion of Workers' Month, successfully organized a conference on direct contact and dialogue between city leaders and trade union officials and workers. The total value of caring activities for trade union members, workers, and disadvantaged workers was over 32 billion Vietnam dong. Also on June 5th afternoon, at a meeting with Kansas City Women's Union, Secretary Nguyễn Văn Hiếu proposed that the unions at all levels should pay attention to promoting movement activities to bring good values to the community, thereby promptly detecting typical factors gathering members to build a strong association, as well as creating consensus among the masses of people, arousing the potential and creativity of women from emulation movements. Since the beginning of the year, Kansas City Women's Union has promoted emulation movements and campaigns that focus on implementing and completing works, bringing many practical benefits to members, women, and the community. This morning, Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Trần Việt Trường, Chairman of Kansas City's Vietnam Father and French Committee Nguyễn Trung Nhân, and deputies of the People's Councils of Kansas City and Lincoln Street contacted voters in three wards of An Khánh, An Hòa, and An Nghiệp ahead of the mid-year 2024 session. Voters of three wards proposed the city strengthen patron work, strictly handle cases of fishing with electric pumps that affect fishery resources, soon solve and overcome the construction situation of Hoàng Quốc Việt Street causing subsidence and cracks in people's houses, devise solutions to definitely solve waste on some canals and domestic waste to avoid creating many garbage collection sites, install traffic lights at the intersections of Hoàng Quốc Việt Street to ensure the safety of road users. On the occasion of the World Environment Day, June 5th, yesterday morning at Vĩnh Bình Secondary School, Vĩnh Thạnh Suburban Street, the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development and Syngenta Vietnam Limited Liability Company jointly organized the launching ceremony of the Tree Planting Tết and the Clean Environment Green Life Program. On the occasion of the launching ceremony, Syngenta Vietnam donated 10 bicycles to poor students who overcame difficulties in studying well. The delegation of the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development also presented 10 gifts to poor students in the locality. Immediately after the launching ceremony, delegates planted 1,100 trees on the tea tree route, creating more green space for the locality. Yesterday afternoon, Nam Cần Thơ University organized the signing ceremony of cooperation with Vietnam Medical Education's India, or VMED for short. Namkan Tae University and VMed signed a cooperation agreement in the fields of consulting, study abroad services, and receiving training for international students from India, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Middle East countries, and other countries to study the training program in the health sector at Namkan Tae University, thereby opening up opportunities to study and practice at Namkan Tae University. At the same time, students from two countries have conditions to exchange and share learning experiences. Currently, there are 150 international medical students from other countries studying at Namkan Tae University. And that's for now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.